We've got co-coordinator Sunny Cumby and Doug Meacham. Coach Meacham, if you could kick off today's press conference.
Yeah, I'd like to first of all start off with we'd like to keep all the questioning on the field, things that matter from here forward, and kind of refer anything other than that to Coach P when he does his press conference, if you don't mind. Appreciate it.
Questions, hands in the front row.
Coach Meacham, who are you preparing to start at quarterback tomorrow?
Well, still kind of up for discussion. Leaning, you know, between one of the two, Foster Sawyer is a candidate, and also, geez, name is in my mind.
Bram
Kohlhuysen, I'm sorry. So those guys, and probably lean towards Bram at this point.
Mm-hmm. All questions in the microphone, please. In the far side.
Aaron, can you give kind of reaction of the team when you guys heard that, that Trevon would be suspended for the game?
I think he said wanted to keep it on the field. I don't know if y'all want me to answer that.
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to be disappointed when things like that happen to any of them. Could be any position, any level. So you hate to see that happen to anyone. At a young age, you make mistakes, and sometimes some guys pay a pretty big price, and you hate to see that happen to anybody. So you know, you're naturally disappointed, yeah.
Can you let one of the players answer the question, just kind of the player's reaction to it?
Well, as you said, it's very disappointing. You know, one of our leaders, he's been a good player for us since he's arrived on campus, and not just a good player, but a good person, a good brother. So whenever you see something like that, it's extremely heartbreaking. But, I mean, we've played without him before, and we came here for one reason, and that's to win.
Thank you, Aaron. Another question in front.
Aaron, is it going to be tougher for you guys to win, to be successful Saturday?
No, not at all. We went up to Norman without Josh. We went up to Norman without Trey, and, I mean, we should have won that game. So, I mean, hopefully the outcome is different. But like I said, we're coming to win.
Question back.
This one's for Coach Meacham. With 5 weeks between the game, how do you kind of find that balance between overcoaching and just letting your players play?
Coaches lose games, players win games. So you have to find that balance. That's a great question. I think sometimes you can have paralysis through analysis. You can overanalyze. We try to keep it as simple as possible. It gets a bit monotonous because you repeat. And then you see bowl games, you see guys do some really cool stuff, and you're like, man, we may want to try that. And then you want to maybe add another layer of the cake, but you have to just maintain what you saw on film, stick with your guns, and really kind of eliminate a few things as you go. We've eliminated things as we went. We probably had a little bit much in the beginning and kind of melted it down to what we felt what was good. So, yeah, it's tricky because you have such a large amount of time. You can over-prepare and actually have more plays than you can actually call. So you have to be careful of doing that.
Sonny, can you talk about just how you prepare now for a totally different quarterback and with 2 days, 3 days to go, and how that changes what you guys are doing or what you need to do?
Well, one of the things about, you know, the last question was about how much time you have with bowl prep. And, you know, with 5 weeks, you know, Bram has gotten plenty of the reps. You know, nothing for us will change from a game plan standpoint. And all those guys, as a quarterback, you've always got to prepare as if you're going to be the guy. And it's easier said than done. But I think that over the course of the season, Bram and Foster have done a great job of approaching each week mentally with the things that we ask them to do as if they're playing. And so I'm just excited to see, you know, those guys play tomorrow. And or Saturday, and I don't think there's anything in the game plan that we've taken out, and they've all repped it, and they're prepared.
Sonny, to follow up to that, can you talk about his strengths, Bram's strengths, and where he really excels in the game?
Well, you know, Bram has been in this offense a long time. You know, when he was at Houston, He was in this offense, transferred to junior college, came back. And so one of the things about playing in this offense, especially at quarterback, is the repetitions. And he's had tons of reps at it. He gets the ball out of his hand quickly. You know, I think he does a good job with our fast screens on the perimeter. And he's a kid that's really confident. And I think he's really confident in his abilities. His opportunity has came around. And I think, you know, you're not going to see him run around as much as Trayvon, but, you know, maybe he'll find the running back a little bit more in the pass game and doing some things like that. So excited to see him play.
Sonny, 2 or 3 weeks ago, a lot of people didn't expect you to be at this game. I wonder your thought process about coming back to TCU and your plans going forward from this.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that go in, a lot of factors that go into decisions to be made. Quality of life, your family. My wife is due to have a baby boy in February, our second son. And so I think from a family standpoint, it would have been very difficult to ask her to leave Fort Worth and move to another place. And I think professionally and from a standpoint of just quality of life and comfort, you know, Fort Worth, the people of TCU have been unbelievable to our family. They've opened their arms to us. They've loved us really well. The people at TCU made it very clear that they wanted us there. And it had so much more to do with TCU and our decision to stay than it had to do with anything else. You know, I was talking to our guys the other day, and we won 12 games last year. We won the Big 12. You know, we won 10 games this year. We have a chance to win 11. Why not TCU? You know, and I think that I really believe in Coach Patterson and the foundation of the things that he's done here. I believe in these kids. I believe in the kids in our locker room. We're in Dallas-Fort Worth. What a great place to recruit to. Our facilities are second to none. They're not as big, but they're just as nice. And the people, I think, is one thing that Coach Patterson's talked a lot about is the people make the place. And I think TCU, the people that are there, they love their players. They love their team. And so it was an exciting time, you know, to think about that. But whenever we got on our way back home from going down there, we knew what we needed to do and wanted to do and are really excited and at peace with the decision.
Doug, can you give us some perspective on this Oregon defense and who they are comparable to in the Big 12 that you may have seen and their strengths?
Well, they're a little different. I think, you know, in the Big 12 you see a lot more man coverage. You see a lot more guys that like to get after quarterback and blitz. They have some blitz packages. I think they're a little bit more of a coverage team. They get in and out of a bunch of different coverage types. There's times they'll drop eight guys, probably a little bit more than others. And they do a good job reacting and triggering to the football. They chase the football really well, really big up front. Kind of a team that's going to make you stay in front of them and make you earn it. So it's going to be a challenge.
Colby, can you talk about the two quarterbacks, just kind of what they bring, and also your reaction when you found out that Trayvon wouldn't be playing in the game?
How about the two current ones, like playing?
Foster and Bram, and what kind of they do different, or what you do with those guys at quarterback, and just what you thought when you found out Trayvon wouldn't be the quarterback?
I mean, really just our job title as receiver just to catch the ball and make the plays, make the blocks and everything we're supposed to. So, I mean, they both can throw the football pretty good. Foster can throw a hard ball. Brand can make great decisions and stuff. So really, all the receivers is just make them confident in us. Just go catch the ball that we need to catch, and make plays if you need to.
Hey, this is for all three players. A lot of people now are writing you off with no chance in the game Saturday night. How much does that charge you to shock the world to come in here and win this game?
I mean, I feel like we're all about, like, shocking the world, really. I mean, like, our motto this year was proven right. I mean, everybody, you know, counted us out, whatever. So, I mean, I think for this game, it's proven wrong. I think we're all one family, and we had a lot of adversity this year. And we all came together and, like, you know what I'm saying, just played as best as we could and kept each other accountable. So I think we have a chance to go out there. If we just go out there and believe and just do what we do, then we should go out there and have a chance to win this game.
Thank you, Colby. Aaron?
I feel like just the culture here at TCU is I feel like we always play our best games when our backs are against the wall. And there's not a better opportunity than this with our backs against the wall. Me personally, I love when people count us out. I love when people count me out personally. I feel like that's when I play my best ball personally. And I mean, I'm ready. Count us out.
Mm-hmm. Just like these two guys, I mean, we just got to go out there and play our hearts out. You know, this is going to be my last game along with these two. And my job is to protect the quarterback. You know, if Trey's not there, I'm going to protect somebody else. You know, it's my job. But this is my last game. I got to give the seniors the best game. Best last game.
Kobe, do you feel let down because Trevon won't be the one to throw you passes in your final college game?
Not really. I mean, it'll be cool to have him there just because I've been playing with him the last 4 years. But, like, I mean, I got two other quarterbacks I've been practicing with the last, you know what I'm saying, couple years too. So, I mean, I'm used to them too. So I just got to go out there and just catch the balls that's thrown to me. Or just, like I said earlier, just give them confidence in me. Just if the ball's in there, I got to make the play.
Hey, Sonny, just looking ahead to 2016, I'm curious, how has Kenny Hill done this year in practicing and approaching his redshirt year?
Yeah, you know, he's done a great job. I think Coach Patterson has seen him more than we have down on his end with the scout team. But, you know, every week Coach Patterson really brags on how well he's done. He's taking it very seriously. You know, he prepares as well with some of the stuff that we have him do during the week. He does a great job of it. He's paying attention. He's alert. He's really excited. And so, you know, moving forward into the spring, you know, I'm excited to see what he can do, what Foster can do, you know, the kids we're bringing in. And so Kenny's really handled it well, and he's taking care of his business.
This one's for Aaron. Aaron, you guys are young adults. Young adults tend to make mistakes sometimes. Do you guys, have you felt any added pressure of maybe going out since you're so close to home and you have maybe more friends here? Is there any added pressure to that at all?
Nah, there's not much added pressure at all. I think become with things that I feel like you just have to learn and know when to turn it on and turn it off, when to have fun and when to get to business. And I think sometimes when people blend that, I think that's when you can get yourself in trouble. But for the most part, man, I think that you should have fun. I feel like you should go out and enjoy the city and do things such as that, but you just got to make good decisions. Know when to be in your room, not break curfew, and, you know and remember that we're here to play a football game above all things. So,
Coach Meacham, can you confirm the report that Trevon was in his room when you guys did room checks last night?
He was in his room when we did room checks, yes.
Got a little more lighthearted question for Aaron Green. You tweeted that Kevontae Turpin opted to guard the backpacks instead of riding the roller coasters at SeaWorld. What excuse did he give you guys, and what did you guys do?
His exact words was, I'm afraid of heights, son. Sorry, that's how he talks. It's his New Orleans accent or his Louisiana accent. Yeah, we tried to get him on, but he said he doesn't do heights, so we just let him guard the backpacks.
Sonny, what about you? You know Trevon. Does this fit his personality, or do you feel let down too?
You know, Trevon means a lot to me and my family. He's a great kid, and we love him dearly.
Was that out of character for him?
I would say so.
This is for all three players. I don't know if you guys watched the Baylor game the other night where they didn't have their quarterback, they didn't have their top runner or the receiver. Do you take any inspiration in that of what they were able to go out and do from one of your big rivals?
Aaron wants to rush for 650. It'd be awesome. Yeah.
Thanks, Coach Meacham.
I mean, I would help him to run 650 yards.
I mean, big, that sounds good to Big D.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's my job. You know, open holes for him.
This question's for Aaron. You're one of many local players that's playing in this game. How excited are you to play in this game?
I'm extremely excited. What a better way to close out your collegiate career. But, I mean, at the same time, I don't want to make this game about me. Like I said, these guys mean so much to me. This team means so much to me, and this university means so much to me. So, I mean, I really just want to do anything I can to win this last game.
Thank you.
for Aaron and Hannah. Can you guys talk about the two quarterbacks with Bram and Forrest, just what you've seen from them, what you expect from them? I know they've played in games. Obviously, you've seen them in practice. What styles and just kind of what have you seen from those guys this year?
I've seen confidence. When Trey went down against KU, Bram stepped in, and he did. He played the best that he could, and Foster got in there and threw a touchdown pass that we needed desperately. The week after that, we went up to Norman, and obviously Trey didn't play. And I mean, they both played well. We turned the ball over a little too much, but Bram came in and, you know, he almost led us to victory. I mean, he didn't think twice about it. He wasn't nervous. So I think they both bring confidence and they both understand the goal, and the goal is to win. So me personally, I feel very confident with either of them back there.
Thank you, Aaron. Dee, did you want to answer that?
Yes. just like I said earlier, you know, whoever's the quarterback there, I'm going to turn around and say, I got your back. You know, we're all one team. You know, it's not made by one guy. You know, it's the next man up. So,
Coach Meacham, and for Holly, I'd like to ask this question. DeForest Buckner, big force inside for the Ducks. Maybe talk about the challenge that he faces or that you face with him on the front line. And without Trayvon now, is there any added maybe pressure or challenges with another quarterback with that defensive
front?
No,
I don't think so. I think it's next man up mentality. There's 11 guys out there. And I think Big V's going to do a good job, or whomever's matched up with that guy. He's a really good player. But I think you have to take the approach of, you know, as long as you know your assignment work, you're in the right spot, you play full speed, you're going to have a chance. You're going to have a chance. And our guys do a really good job of that. We had a month to prepare. We've watched every piece of film. We studied each individual player. And I don't think in our minds, when the ball is snapped, you're in your back of your mind going, oh, who's at quarterback? You're playing ball, and that's it. And that's what the other 10 guys are going to do. They're going to do their job, and next man up.
Hey, Doug, you see some quick strike offenses in the Big 12, obviously. So do you ever find yourself as a play caller, though, having to call plays based on what the other team does offensively because of the number of possessions and things of that nature?
Not really. No, I don't really pay attention to that. It's really about what the defense is doing, how they react to us, you know, coverage rotation, numbers in the box, out of the box, things like that, blitz. So, and Sonny does a great job programming those guys, getting us in and out plays and doing the right thing, but not really. Mm-mm. I think you can, again, get too far ahead of yourself thinking about what they're doing, when our main focus is what we can do against their defense more so than anything else.
Oh, hi, Doug. This is for you. Are y'all pretty much going to go with Bram, you think, at starting quarterback, or are you going to wait till game time to make the official announcement?
I don't know. You know, I don't know if I feel comfortable answering that right now. Maybe Sonny will. We'll see. Sonny?
Yeah, I think we'll just go ahead and wait and, you know, see how they do with tomorrow's jog through and have an idea then.
Doug, this one's for you. Sonny kind of addressed it, but – you know, last 12 months, I'm sure you guys have both received phone calls about other jobs. What excites you about staying at TCU and kind of what you guys have built together here?
I'm from Metroplex. You know, I grew up in Arlington and actually did punt, pass, and kick in the Carter when I was a little kid. And it's really, you know, I've had a unique opportunity to, I coached at my alma mater, Oklahoma State, and I have the opportunity to come back and coach in my hometown. I don't know there's very many people that's had that opportunity. And you know, you drive around the city, a lot of things that remind you when you were young, and a lot of people that, you know, you went to high school with, and, you know, family and everything. It's just Fort Worth is a great town. It is a great city. A lot of great people, a lot of true Horned Frog fans, and I can't say enough about it. It's a perfect mixture of size, but it's not too big. And it's a phenomenal city, and TCU is a phenomenal school. Yeah, just very fortunate to be able to work there.
Hey, Aaron, I know you're very close to Trevon. Did you have a chance to talk to him, and What'd you say to him, and what did he say to you? And if you didn't, what would you say to him?
What do you mean, from the incident? He's still my brother. He's still our brothers. You know, we love him and hope everything works out. I mean, I'm hurting from it. I'm not gonna sit up here and lie. It's a kid with an extremely bright future, probably one of the best football players I've ever played with, and he's a good person too. So I mean, you just hate to see that happen, you know. And so, and like I said, man, I just pray that everything works out, and he just has another opportunity to get out and do what he's great at.
Colby, this one's for you. We all know you're very fast, and what's it kind of like to run 110 and just over 10? And is there a specific play throughout the season that you remember just going literally as fast as you can, and what does that feel like, I guess?
I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, I mean, better run track and football, like going to nationals and all that, like competing in that. I mean, this season, like when we ran, I guess SMU, I ran like a deep ball, and like the ball was like too far overthrown, whatever. And like I was running with the dude, and all of a sudden the ball's in there. I just took off on the dude. Like it just felt like pretty cool, like just having an extra little round of burst, whatever, to come out with. I mean, the whole season I've been like kind of struggling with, I mean, being injured and stuff. So, I mean, it's just, I mean, whenever in the game day, like game time, whatever, I just like tune everything out and just try to go out there and just run as fast as I can. Just try to go help out the team.
Colby, are you guys going into Saturday with more confidence than you would have if Trey was healthy for the whole season, given that, you know, we saw how Bram did against Oklahoma?
Yeah, I mean, like Aaron said earlier, we played before without Trayvon. I mean, it'd be cool to have Trayvon too, but I mean, we played without him. I think we did pretty good without him. We almost beat a team that's in the playoffs right now. So I feel like we still have confidence still. You know what I'm saying? We all want to go out there and play for each other and stay accountable and just get the victory.
Any final questions in the back?
Aaron, do you feel like now, I guess, kind of you guys don't really have anything to lose in this one? I mean, all the pressure seems to have shifted over to Oregon because, you know, you guys are without some of your big playmakers.
I wouldn't say nothing to lose. I mean, we've got big playmakers here on the stage. So, I mean, I don't know. Like I gotta say, it's just another game. Of course, it's a big game, but extremely good bowl game. So, I mean, you want to win at any cost. I think we still have enough what it takes. I know we still have enough what it takes to go out and beat these guys. And, you know, that's what we're going to try to do.
Doug or Sonny, have either of you, did you get to talk to Trevon? And what, did he have a reaction? Did he address the team at all?
No, I haven't spoke to him.
Is Trey going to stay in San Antonio, or did he have to go home?
I mean, what difference does it make? Really, I mean, how many times are we going to talk about it? You know,